It's The Takeaway. I'm Todd Zwillick. And New Jersey gets a new governor today. Democrat Phil Murphy is set to be sworn in Trenton. But this is one new governor who could have big implications for the national political scene. Murphy cruised to an easy victory in the Garden State, campaigning on big liberal issues. And both Democrats and Republicans are now watching New Jersey closely to see where the political winds might be blowing. Dave Weigel is national political correspondent for The Washington Post. He's here to explain. Dave, welcome back.
Hey, thanks for having me.
So, Dave, Phil Murphy ran on championing a lot of big ideas of the left. So remind us, what's he for?
Well, he ran on a $15 minimum wage. He ran on what he called, at one point, sanctuary state policy. And he's kind of dropped that term, but he still wants to create a state bureau that would deal with undocumented immigrants. He wants to legalize marijuana. He wants sick leave, paid sick leave for everybody. He wants a state bank of New Jersey as a way to shore up the finances. And he wants to pay for some of this with not just a tax on marijuana, but a special millionaire's tax.
So, Dave, there are a lot of Democrats in New Jersey in the legislature. In fact, they control things. Could Phil Murphy get this program done?
That's actually where the drama comes from. In New Jersey, they have majorities that were able to block a lot of what Chris Christie wanted to do. The wrinkle is that they're not necessarily liberal majorities. They're like a lot of northeastern Democratic states where the balance of power is a couple conservative Democrats. And they, after the election, said they were welcome to the millionaire tax. Since then, since the passage of the federal tax plan, they said that might not be doable. They need to find some way to rescue people from being hit by the changes to these tax code first. With a lot of the economic policy, he needs to get it through some skeptical Democrats. With things like immigration policy, he was optimistic that he could do a lot of that without even going to the state.
So, Dave, Democrats have been having this big internal argument for years. You know, what kind of party do we want to be? You could think of the shorthand, you know, like Hillary versus Bernie, barely left of moderate, essentially pro-corporate, party of the establishment, make sure you appeal to moderates, or embrace the economic needs of the middle class and low-income workers, sort of a Bernie Sanders model, minimum wage, single-payer health care, those things. Is Phil Murphy trying to use New Jersey to prove the concept here?
Yeah, I mean, he blanched a little bit when I suggested this could be a discussion forced into the rest of the country the way that Scott Walker forced a discussion from Wisconsin to other states. But he really wants it to be a model. The way that California and Minnesota governed for the last 8 years, that's what he wants in New Jersey. And that's, with all due respect to California and Minnesota, states that are not part of the country's main media market. What they did was covered, but not covered as intensely as what happens along the East Coast. And so what he wants to do is prove that you can raise taxes a little, pay for a lot more services, pay for infrastructure, rail, for benefits for everyone, no matter what their job is, and that it'll work.
And Dave, do you think that Phil Murphy's apparent path here, this proof of concept that we're talking about, could teach Democrats how to act in 2018 or 2020? Does it have big implications for a national election potentially?
Oh, absolutely. A lot of what he's doing here is going to be followed because a lot of it's part of the Democratic discussion. I think if a Democrat won 2020 and had Democratic Congress, I think, for example, paid sick leave, paid family leave would be right on their agenda. And we know it is with people like Kirsten Gillibrand, Elizabeth Warren, that's been on the agenda. $15 minimum wage, same thing. They've already signed on to that. What they want to be able to say is that these policies have been implemented in the state and they've worked and we're going to go run ahead and use them. They haven't had a good example of this in a very long time. So I think they're going to look at New Jersey, root it on, root for them to actually do these things, pass these bills, and then adopt them when they run for office in their own states and for the presidency.
New Jersey, a potential proving ground, a potential microcosm for national politics in America? Who knew? Dave Weigel did, national political correspondent for The Washington Post. Thanks, Dave.
Thank you.
There's a lot going on right now. Mounting economic inequality, threats to democracy, environmental disaster, the sour stench of chaos in the air. I'm Brooke Gladstone, host of WNYC's On the Media. Want to understand the reasons and the meanings of the narratives that led us here, and maybe how to head them off at the pass? That's On the Media's specialty. Take a listen wherever you get your podcasts.